Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. What a show today. You know, so many people reach out to me at the .com Magazine show and they say, Jake, you haven't had anybody on recently talking about health insurance. And, you know, we run companies, we run small companies, we run big companies. You know, we have Fortune 100 and 1,000 people that watch the show, of course, and they're saying, how do we save money on our health insurance? What's the current state of health insurance? Really, you know, so many people say to me, Jake, is it sustainable the way it's going or is it unsustainable? And where's it all going? Where can I save money? Who do I need to speak with to sort of think about what it takes to put my health insurance component of my business in a much better place? So, of course, what do I do? You know what we do at .com Magazine. We reach out to the best of the best, the top of the line experts. And I've been able to really find one of the leading experts in health insurance talking about how to save money, whether it's sustainable, unsustainable, and what you need to do about it at your companies. Mr. Anthony Pacheco, who's the president of P1311 Partnerships. And let me tell you, he's built an amazing company. When we talk about health insurance, this is my go-to guy. Anthony, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate you having me on today.
All right, Anthony, we have so much to unravel, so much to unfold, so much to get to. Let's just start, as we always do on the show, as you know from watching. Let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet and tell us about P1311 before we dive into it.
Sure. So, you know, it's interesting. I created P1311 Partnerships with my wife. And the whole idea and premise behind it was, in the insurance world, which I've been in since 2009, it seemed to be a lot of dishonesty and a lot of backdoor deals. And so P1311 actually stands for Proverbs 1311, which is dishonest money dwindles, but those who gather it through labor create wealth. And that's really what P13 is all about, is pulling back the curtain, exposing the truth, and allowing everybody else to let the details fall where they may.
I love it, Anthony. Of course, in our pre-interview, I spoke with you for a good, you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I couldn't get enough of what you were saying because it's so interesting. You know, basically, due to lack of control over proprietary contracts between really facilities and insurers, employers are forced to pay probably a lot more than they really should for health insurance. So I want to unpack that a little bit. Let's pull it back a little bit further, peel the onion back, talk to the entrepreneurs and the business owners watching the show and tell them how you and your company can help save them money.
Sure. It's really simple. And this is, I think, where we really headed off the most. So when the Affordable Care Act was put into play, it was designed to try to make healthcare affordable, but we knew the writing on the wall, because when you cap the limitations of somebody in a capitalistic society, especially companies that are public, the one thing that you're going to learn is they're going to figure out how to make more money. You're not going to take their money away from them. And so when the ACA came out and said on a fully insured carrier, you can only keep 20% of what you take in as premiums and everything else has to be spent back out in claims. I asked you a very simple question. Would you rather have 20% of a million or 20% of 100 million? And I'm going to ask the audience the same question. Everybody that's in for profit is going to say the exact same thing. I want 20% of 100 million. And so that's in the smallest, easiest way to understand it, what happened? And so instead of hospitals and insurance companies technically working against each other to try to drive down the cost of healthcare, what happened is, hey, we'll give you a bigger discount. We'll continue to increase the cost of healthcare to make it sustainable on our end. And what you have is everybody moving that needle up versus trying to find ways to push that cost back down. It's in a time where there's more innovation than ever before, healthcare should be cheaper.
Yeah, we agree. And it's so interesting. Let's dive into this 20% piece again, because that got me thinking. I've been thinking about this for a week. I couldn't get my mind off it after you explained it to me. So share that 20% piece on what happens in healthcare right now and how you're able to help solve that, you know, that challenge with your turnkey program.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple if you think about it. If I go and I bundle something with one company, we'll just take any of the major carriers in the United States. They own all the pieces of the healthcare system. They own the insurance piece, which is protecting against major catastrophic claims. They own the network, so the network of doctors and contracts that are being done with facilities. They own the pharmaceutical side of things, where the managers of the pharmacy, the PBMs, as we call them. And so when you put all of these pieces together, the third party administrator, they do it all. And so it sounds like in a bundled arrangement, you would say, I would get a bigger discount. I would get a better situation because they own it all. But the truth of the matter is it's actually a monopoly, which is the opposite of capitalism. And so it's not going to drive down the cost of healthcare. It's going to do the opposite. You have no other choice. If you own all the pieces of it, you can make your profit from any different angle and offset the numbers to make them look like they need to look so that they can sell their product. Because at the end of the day, the shareholders have to make money, right? We all understand that in a publicly traded company. And the consumer is not the customer. And that baffles people. A patient is going to seek services, but they're not the customer. And that is the only industry that I can think of where the person receiving services is not the customer, is in healthcare.
Wow, it's really interesting. And you've got a great story about going to the emergency room, and it sort of got you thinking about this entire process. I want you to share that story, because in our pre-interview, you shared it with me, and I thought it was just a great story, Anthony. So why don't you share that great story sure. with our audience?
Absolutely. It's kind of a funny story, but my wife was making Halloween costumes back in 2009 for our kids. And essentially what happens is she was using an X-Acto knife and she stabbed herself right there in the forearm. She's a little bit anemic, so she bleeds a lot. So we go to the emergency room. And we walk in the door and the lady behind the counter just says, what's your insurance? And I said, hey, listen, my wife's bleeding all over your floor. Can we at least just go back and we'll talk about this in a minute, get her to stop bleeding. And so they take us back. Well, they never come and get my insurance information. And at the time I had a high deductible health plan, which means major out of pocket expense coming my way. So she gets 3 stitches for the 1-inch incision on her forearm. And I don't even believe that a physician actually came around. I'm pretty sure that it was just an intern that sewed her up. And so we go to leave, they hand me a $2,200 bill and I look at it and I'm like, listen, I don't know who you think I am and I don't know who does this, but who pays $2,200 without even seeing what it's for? Can I get an itemized statement? So they hand me an itemized statement. There's an $800 ibuprofen on there, $400 per stitch. I'm going, this is absolutely insane. I look at the lady and said, I'm not paying $800 for an ibuprofen. She goes, she looked me dead in the eye and said, I will give you half off right now if you pay in cash. And I was like, half off? Wait a second. You're sitting behind the counter. If I know, if I talk to people in finance, I can get a bigger discount. So, you know, I was doing consulting already. I understood the game. And so, I ended up talking to somebody else and I walked out of there paying 10%, $220 on a $2,200 bill. And it didn't take me 10 to 15 minutes to get to that point. But when I walked out, I looked around the emergency room and I said, look at all of these people. How many people know that they can negotiate the cost of their healthcare? And so that's kind of what launched me into the next phase of my life and said, hey, there's a business here.
That's incredible, Anthony. Of course, it led to P1311 partnerships. It makes all the sense in the world, because when you go to the doctor or you go to the hospital, you know, typically you're not looking at the bill very much because somebody else is paying it.
That's right.
What you mentioned about the competition really resonates for me. Let's break it down a little bit, Anthony, because You know, we're going to have entrepreneurs watching the show. They're looking at their healthcare costs. They're soaring through the roof. They're probably saying to themselves, you know, $800 for an ibuprofen, that's insane. So let's talk about the process. When they reach out to you, when these companies reach out to you, Anthony, and they say, hey, you know, please, Anthony, we need you to look at this. How does all this work? You know, we feel that healthcare is unsustainable. You know, our monthly bills are extraordinary. It's a large chunk of our sort of gross revenue right now. What's the conversation sound like, Anthony, with you or your team? And how do you get them down the road really to having more of a sustainable opportunity with their healthcare costs?
Yeah, it's a pretty simple conversation. You know, it's a two-way street. We want to make sure that we want to work with them and they want to work with us. And the conversation really starts out with what you said. If they're already in the mindset that they understand fundamentally, this is their second or third largest line item on their P&L, and they have no solution for it, that's a big problem. They're hemorrhaging money out their P&L. And so one thing that we always say is, listen, how far away from normal do you want to get? Because the more aggressive you get, the more money you can save. But with savings, a lot of times comes noise. And what we talk about as noise is an employee that is at their company may be using a lot of healthcare unbeknownst to anybody, spending tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And when you start to understand what is driving the cost of your healthcare, that's how you can fix it. So although an employee in the beginning might say, hey, you know, I don't like this. I don't like, you know, everybody or not everybody, but I don't like being told, hey, I can get this drug shipped to me versus going to my local CVS, even though I get it for free and I'm paying $100 copay, I'd rather just pay the $100 copay and nobody know what's going on. And so, you know, one of the steps is, what is your culture? Let's figure out who you are as a company and let's design the plan around who your employees are, who your employees need to go see as providers, what facilities are in your area, and design it specifically tailored for you. Your culture, your company, everybody's different. Let's not change that.
Yeah, I love it, Anthony. And what really happens when a company works with you and your team is they really convert a liability really into an asset, you know,
absolutely,
for small to mid-sized businesses. So let's talk about that because that's super fascinating.
Yeah, let's just talk about what a liability is. A liability versus an asset. A liability is something that you pay for. An asset is something that is generating money for you. And so when we look at our benefits, we always put it into a liability because it's something we have to pay for. We're either forced to because of the size of our corporation, or we're forced to try to remain competitive, but it's a forced to issue. And so when we go down the forced to issue route, we don't think of it as something that can be beneficial to my company to generate more income. And so when we talk about, hey, what if we could get that drug shipped to your house or your office and it doesn't cost you anything? How does that help with recruiting? How does that help with retention? How does that help all the parties involved and your employees with the fact that financially they're already being squeezed more than ever? We've got hyperinflation starting to creep in. And not to mention the fact that increased healthcare costs and premiums alone doesn't account for your out-of-pocket expense. As it starts to really restrict that, they start to look to employers for more money. Well, what if we could do a $0 deductible, no out-of-pocket expense for all of your drugs? What does that do for the not only the mental health of your employee, but for their pocketbooks? How much stress is sitting on their backs because they've got a high-cost drug that they're paying $5,000, $10,000 a year for that is needed for them? That is really where we start to shift the mindset of, let's turn this into an asset. Now utilize that found capital by rebuilding the health plan in the way that it's designed to be and use it to invest back into your employees or scale your business, and or the fact that you can now recruit by saying, how would you like to have a health plan that's sometimes 100% covered by the employer now? Whereas before, they were only being able to pay a pretty good percentage of it.
Yeah, Anthony, that makes all the sense in the world. It's so interesting. Of course, the companies that use you and the companies that partner with, you know, P1311, you've gotten great reviews and great people love it. And what they really love about working with your company, Anthony, is Their employees love it. I mean, their employees really understand what's happening. You tailor this specialized program for the companies that reach out to you. And I would imagine that you've partnered with really some of the, you know, the best employee benefit, you know, partners in the world, some of the best P&C brokers in the world. Let's talk about that and the partnerships you've been able to develop to be able to provide this type of superior sort of, you know, a specialized sort of package to your clients.
Sure. Yeah. So it's really interesting. Whenever I first got into healthcare, one of the things that I realized was I couldn't do this alone. I can't go out and sell this all by myself. And so I know how to teach people. I know how to train people. And so my value that I bring to the table is let us help train the employers. Let us help train your brokers. Let us help train your consultants. And what we found was consultants were really open to this, both from the PNC world and the healthcare world. They wanted to bring value to their clients. And so a lot of times they just needed that employer or that financial advisor or CPA or whoever it was to say, yes, this is actually something that you can do that could help sustain something that has become unsustainable. And so that's who we've really partnered with. And our employer groups that come to, you know, always love the fact that we are in the trenches every day looking out for them. They know, hey, I don't even have to worry about this. They're taking care of it. And I think that's what most employers really want, because their job is to focus on their business. Unfortunately, the way that the world has turned, they've got a healthcare business, they've got a marketing and branding business, and then they have what they do. That's how they stay relevant and continue to grow. And so we just want to help them take that one piece. And instead of just blindly trusting in a system that's been around for years and hasn't changed and it is now designed to continue to increase, let us take that in-house. Let us separate it out for you and take care of you.
Yeah, I love it. Now, let's talk about process a little bit, okay? Because this is very interesting, Anthony. A small to mid-sized company, they hear about P1311. Maybe they're at a conference and, you know, another CEO says, hey, you know, we're saving a ton of money. We're turning this liability into an asset. You know, I reached out to this guy, Anthony Pacheco, you know, at P1311, and he put together this plan. So someone calls you and they heard about you. What's the process? What does it look like high level? I know there's a lot of, you know, grain and sort of minutia that goes into it as well. And one thing I love about you, by the way, and we talked about this earlier in our pre-interview, is you're able to take the complex and make it very simple for people to understand. And I like that. But what's the process? Someone reaches out to you. They say, Anthony, I've got this company. I've got 100 employees. I want to save some money. I want to do something great for my employees. And I heard you're doing great work with a friend of mine's company. What's the process look like and the types of questions that you're going to ask that CEO or C-suite executive to sort of understand what you can offer them?
Absolutely. The easiest and most eye-opening question that you can always ask yourself is, what is the purpose of health insurance at my company? It's probably one of the most well-known for anybody that does what I do. And it's because it tells you the culture of that company. Now, what comes out of their mouth doesn't always reflect what they're doing. So I could say, well, I use it for a recruiting and retainment tool. And then you find out they have a $5,000 deductible and they only pay 50% of the employee-only premium. No, you're not really using that for recruiting and retention, but that's what you want it to be for. So let's design it at the same price you're paying, but build it in a way that you can actually use it for that purpose. And so the first 15-minute executive briefing is to kind of give an understanding of fundamentally, kind of like we're talking about right here. And then from there, tell us about your company. What's the culture like? Culture is everything these days. It's what generates and continues to grow a company or diminishes it. And so we don't want to interrupt that. It's vital that we don't interrupt your current culture. But sometimes things do need to change a little bit, and that's okay. And so let's find out where we can change, what we can change, take a sneak peek under the hood and see if we need to move further down the road. If the answer to that question is yes, it's a couple of pieces of information. Give us a little bit of data on your company, who people are, what you've been doing for the past couple of years, and then we can start to build something around it.
Yeah, it's a great conversation to Anthony. And of course, when you launched the first practice in Plano, Texas, you know, you really discovered that large and small businesses, They have very similar needs, but they have different what you call designs. And I love that part about it. So let's talk about that and how you sort of unpack that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Plano, Texas, back in the day. So one of the things that when I first started in the insurance business is let's start small, door knock, get out and meet people, hear what they have to say. And I started in 2009. And so, as we all know, that's coming off the back of the recession. So people were eager to save money. Over the past decade, it's been a little bit different because as things have become better in our economy and we've seen inflation actually help, we believe that the cost of healthcare has been underpaced by inflation. So businesses have been able to cover the cost because they've been able to make more money selling the same amount of goods or maybe a little bit more. And so small businesses always hurt. Medium businesses are starting to get it under control. But those two are the ones that I found as kind of that niche. And I could go out and talk to them really quickly. I could talk to the people that were in charge. And I didn't have to talk to 15 different people just to talk to the decision maker, right? And what I learned along the way was they have a real need, but a lot of times there's not a lot of options for a smaller group. And so we've created options for small group. We tested it out with some of my friends and family along the way and really developed a strategy that's unique that can save a ton of money for a small business. One example is my son was playing baseball and his dad came up and he's like, man, my healthcare cost is just going through the roof. And I said, you know, what's your broker doing with this, this and that? And he didn't have an answer for it. Just give me your stuff. We took him from a $6,000 deductible down to a $1,500 deductible. We took him from $5,000 a month for him as his family and two 30-year-old employee singles and took him down to $1,700 a month. That was completely changed their business. They were able to hire more people. They were able to buy a new truck. I mean, there's so many things that you can do with that extra cash flow. And then the employees were happy. And so that's just a kind of a sneak peek of what can actually be done. And they still have a Cigna network. I mean, it's still a big brand name. It's just redesigning it a little bit.
I love it, Anthony. It makes all the sense in the world. And like you mentioned, you know, corporate culture starts at the top. And a CEO or a founder of a small to mid-sized company, when their employees see what they're doing, they're taking that extra step. They're reaching out to, you know, you, Anthony, at P1311, and they're taking the action step necessary to sort of put together something that resonates for their team and resonates for the very specific group of employees that they have in their culture. It makes all the sense in the world. And of course, your employees love you for that. Your employees give you a lot of kudos for that. And your employees, of course, remain sticky with your organization when they see that the corporate culture from the top cares about them. And that's really what this is all about. And you've done such a remarkable job with the companies that you've worked with. Now, Anthony, let's get into entrepreneurship a little bit.
Okay.
Because we have some entrepreneurs watching the show. They're probably watching you and saying, well, I mean, when it comes to, you know, health insurance, I mean, Anthony Pacheco, he's the king. I mean, he knows everything about it.
I don't know about that.
His company, you know, he helped so many other companies with P1311. I wonder if he's ever had a problem. I wonder if he's ever had a pothole or if he's ever had a wall that he had to climb over or bust through. So maybe for the younger entrepreneurs watching the show, Anthony, you could give some advice to talk about what it takes to get through a pothole in the road or get over a wall that you encounter as an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. You fail fast, right? And the best way to succeed is to continue to fail over and over and over again. And make sure when you fail, you learn something. Because you're going to fail. We all do. And those small failures along the way is how you will fine-tune your process. That's what it took for me. I started out very, very small. I didn't go into the 300, 500, 600 employee companies in the beginning. I wanted to know what I was doing. And so I went out and I started speaking to small groups and understanding their problems that helped me to understand the mid-sized problems. And as I made mistakes along the way on smaller groups, I could come back. I always apologized. Hey, I made a mistake here. I'm going to make it right. Here's what I'm going to do to take care of that. And along the way, you're going to find those mistakes. I've launched quite a few businesses in my day. I love starting new things and new businesses. And one of the things that I always, always do is as soon as I start to see it going down the wrong path, I either decide to change it or exit.
Well, it's great advice. And for the entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Anthony just said. I mean, he really gave you sort of a mini Harvard MBA event right there, because it really makes all the sense in the world. And Anthony and I both know as entrepreneurs that if you don't have potholes, if you don't have those walls that you face, it just means you're not pushing hard enough as an entrepreneur. And Anthony, you know, one thing that you've done a remarkable job of doing is, you know, as a successful entrepreneur, is you welcome the potholes. You want to see some potholes because you know absolutely. That if you're not seeing them, you're just not pushing hard enough, right?
That's absolutely correct. If you're not facing any adversity, you're going the wrong direction.
I love it, Anthony. Well, listen, the 30-minute time just blew by. There's so many other questions I have. I want to bring you back on the show because I want to dive into this even more and especially talk about, and we touched on it during the show, about how corporate culture is so important. And by putting the right plan in place for your companies, it can definitely impact the corporate culture in a positive way. And of course, you also mentioned increasing some cash flow, releasing some funds. And, you know, with your friends and family, I mean, they had some extra funds so they could invest that back in the business, buy some extra trucks, do some extra marketing, do some things. They're going to increase the bottom line just simply by organizing their healthcare with the help of P1311 in the right way. So Anthony, this has been a remarkable interview. I was so excited to have you on the show. I mean, you've laid it out perfectly. Reach out to Anthony to have him take a look at your program, have him take a look at your corporate culture and the way in which this healthcare plan that he might be able to put together for you can positively impact your company from top to bottom. Anthony, it's been great having you on the Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Andy. I appreciate it.